Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, thanks for that introduction, Madeline, and thank you for joining me on another weekday meditation. We're in day three in our meditation talking about friendships and relationships. And I want to challenge you a little bit today before we take a time to meditate, and I want you to listen, if you would, to the slow and simple words of encouragement from Ephesians chapter 4. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I believe Paul writes this, and he reminds us that relationships, they genuinely function and are fueled by trust. And I believe trust is best earned when it is received in humility and gentleness. I believe trust is fueled to a greater degree when we find ourselves graciously in love with our relationships to the degree that we can exhibit patience and we can bear with one another in love. And we make the effort to keep unity through the bond of peace. You know, peace is one of those things that every relationship is in desperate need of. Whether it's a marriage or a parent or a child, a grandparent, it doesn't matter. We are all in need of peace. Paul says that to do so, we need to be completely humble and gentle, to be patient, to bear with one another in love. To do that means we take the highest road possible with our relationships. We don't assume the worst, we assume the best. We trust and we pray for these folks. And when we have been on our knees before our Creator on behalf of these relationships, it's so much easier to be patient and to bear with one another in love, because the bond of peace is what marries the relationship to begin with. The bond of peace being the one who is the very essence of peace, Jesus Himself. So today, let's take a couple of deep breaths. Have you ever noticed that when your relationships are not right, nothing else is right in your life? Jenny and I in our family, we call not being quite right being tooky. I know that's odd, but every now and then I'll be upset about something and Jenny will say, "Why are you tooky?" And you know, that's one of those things where somebody looks at you and says, "Well, are you okay?" "Yes." "Well, how do you feel?" "Fine." "Are you with me?" And you know, I think part of what Paul is saying here is, but let's learn to be patient and to bear with one another in love, to keep the bond of peace and avoid being tooky. So Lord, would you give us wisdom today as we come in before you, as we walk into your room, as we step up and top into your lap to chat with you today. God, in this time of meditation, would you speak into our heart and be able to breathe humility and gentleness and patience into our life, especially with our relationships. And with the relationships that matter most to you in our life. Lord, we love you. Let's take a deep breath in, friend. Now this time, send that oxygen as you pull it in. Just imagine sending it to that part of you that is broken as a result of a relationship that may not be quite right, or even to comfort a place where maybe you're hurting. You know, our relationships, when they're out of whack, our hearts can get tooky and our health can get tooky, and before long our attitudes are tooky. So draw in that breath and then blow all that tooky out. You ready? And let's draw one more. And now, in a time of prayer, tell the Lord two things you're grateful for right now, whatever they may be. Lord, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence with two things you're grateful for. And Lord, I'm grateful for, and finish that sentence with two people that you're grateful for. Lord, I'm grateful for, and then tell the Lord why you're grateful. Would you join me in this time of guided prayer? Lord God, you are wondrous and awesome, and we come to you in the most reverent way that we know how to. And we ask you today that where we have relationships that need to be mended, would you give us the ability and the desire and the wisdom that we might be humble, that we might be gentle, that we might be patient, and that we might bear with one another in love. And God calls us to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through your Son, the bond of peace. And now, my friend, let me give you 90 seconds for you to be able to stop from the noise of this world and get out of this land of Tukey and be in the space in which you can hear from your Creator. And I'll be back in 90 seconds. And I'm back, and thank you for taking that time to spend with the Lord. And I trust He has prompted your spirit and prompted your heart, given you direction and clarity on how to build or restore healthy relationships in your life. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. We'll be back tomorrow for part 5 of our weekday meditation series. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.